This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 10th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The elections this week may point to bigger wins down the line for Republicans, but so what? They're only trusted slightly more than Democrats right now. John Samples, author of the new book, The Struggle to Limit Government, and director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government, says if Republicans want to make inroads, they'll need to reject the failed policies of the Bush administration sooner rather than later.
It is true that in Arkansas in the Democratic primary on Tuesday that Blanche Lincoln survived. She faced a formidable effort funded largely by out-of-state interest labor unions and a fairly decent challenger. She won big last time when she was elected to the Senate. So on the one hand, it says that an incumbent won despite a big challenge. On the other hand, she won by 4 percentage points in a state where she's been the Democratic senator for 2 terms now. So you can read that both ways. It does suggest that as an incumbent, she was in a difficult state. I think the other thing it says, though, is that it may suggest that people more to the right of the political spectrum can withstand some of this anti-incumbent sentiment. She was ultimately attacked and faced a challenge because of her more conservative views. But other than that, I think we had a fairly stable primary situation, but there wasn't a lot of openings for incumbents to lose.
2006 and 94 were the last two big shifts in power in Congress. What does this election for the fall look like relative to those two elections and any major shifts that have occurred before that?
Well, both of them are marked by a lot of antagonism to incumbents in opinion polls and the run-up to the election. That kind of antagonism toward incumbents, particularly to Congress as an institution, is pretty unremarkable in the last 30 or 40 years. What I think makes both the run-up to 94 and this year interesting is that you're showing strong signs of people saying they're also willing to vote against their member of Congress, as well as being dissatisfied with Congress more generally. And that was a strong indicator that something different was happening in 1994, and it may well be an indication of the same, and particularly in the House side in 2010. The other thing you have to say about the current situation in terms of incumbency is it's the Democrats have become the incumbent party because they control the institutions. The effect we're seeing is probably weaker than it would be otherwise because the Republicans have only really been out of office now for 4 years, and they still have a pretty bad reputation with the voters. The alternative to the incumbent party, as it were, is not that strong and not that innocent and not that hopeful. So I think there's going to be some attempt to prove, so far as it can be during this campaign season, by the Republicans to prove that they can be something different. They're going to have to change and turn against that period of the Bush administration that really caused a lot of their problems. The Republicans are going to have to show that the party, the way they're associated with it, the public mind, that doesn't elicit much trust, that they are tending to away from that, that they recognize there were real mistakes made, and particularly, foreign policy is part of it, but also offering an alternative, because it is clear, I think, that some part of the trouble Democrats find themselves in is because of the rapid expansion of government that was unexpected and many voters didn't want.
John Samples is author of the new book, The Struggle to Limit Government. He is also director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government. You can order your copy of the book at cato.org.